Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Amy Loboda, editor of Aviation for Women magazine and FAST Team representative, Fort Myers, Florida, who is today's host.
Welcome to the Managing Safety Podcast. I'm your host today, Amy Loboda. I am here at the Sebring Light Sport Expo, and I have with me today members of the Flying Musicians Association, Inc. I have Howie Marlin, the Corporate Relations Specialist, John Zapp, the co-founder, and Ravi, the
Raviator,
exactly. The Raviator, who is one of the performers and also key to this group. Guys, thank you very much for being up early in the morning and out here in this Shell Aeroshell tent. You've got all your equipment set up. You're going to play at lunch today?
Yes, we are.
Excellent, excellent. John, you're the co-founder of this. Tell me a little bit about how Flying Musicians started.
Flying Musicians started because there's a passion for music and aviation, and we want to share our passions.
Okay. Ravi, you said something to someone about how many aviators are actually musicians. I mean, do you have stats on that?
Yeah, sure. We have evidence that there's 49.7% of pilots play a musical instrument. And this was done as a survey of aeronautical students in order to find out what courses the universities could add that would attract more people to aviation, that are courses actually outside of aviation, and music is determined to be number one. So there's a strong foundation for this organization and the reason why it should exist.
How long ago did it start, John?
We incorporated in 2009.
Wow.
We got our 501c3 through the IRS as a nonprofit educational organization, and we've been gaining speed ever since.
That's terrific. Howie, you're the one who manages the gigs, huh?
My role is to work with organizations that find virtue in associating with us. We are looking at creating engineers, aviators, and scientists. So fundamentally, our charter is to create new interest in these passions, taking the ability to overlap music and interest in aviation has allowed us to capitalize on people's interests in both disciplines. And for us to be able to reach out to the general population and find people who have an interest in aviation and are associated with music opens this wonderful door for kids to be introduced to these sciences. So yes, besides corporate investment, I'm looking for community investment as well.
That's terrific. How many times a year are the Flying Musicians actually playing at gigs like here at Sebring?
We have right now over a dozen aviation industry related events, as well as some music events, regional and national.
That's amazing. Ravi, you're a professional musician on the outside of the Flying Musicians Association. How many professional musicians are you discovering are also pilots?
Well, I don't know. We don't have a statistic on that. And I would say in many regards, we're thankful that the statistics are not high, as high in that way as they are pilots being musicians. I have a lot of musician friends that I greatly respect, but I'm glad they're not in cockpits of planes. But anyway, that aside, the fact that's very interesting to me is that there's clearly a crossover interest on the music community as well, within the music community, about aviation. So while the statistics probably don't favor it as much, the interest level is very high. And, you know, as we know as pilots, as soon as we get out into the community, whatever it is, whether it's the music community or the doctor community or any professional or any other kind of interest, everybody turns to us and say, wow, you fly airplanes? I've always thought about doing that. Mm-hmm. And so we know that interest lies within most people. I mean, after all, this is one of humanity's greatest achievements. You know, we're lighter than air, we're defying gravity. Who doesn't want to be a part of that? So I think we can find that within the music community as well. We know we can. And the skill set also, and the discipline, and so many aspects of what it takes to become a musician creates value in being in the cockpit. So we know that there's a strong carryover, and this organization is the perfect organization to promote that and bring those people and those passions together.
Have you been able to pull Bon Jovi in? I know that he used to fly quite a bit. In fact, he had a very tricked out Comanche. It had more soundproofing in it in the days before active noise canceling than I'd ever seen in an airplane.
Well, I don't know that we've got Bon Jovi as a member yet. He's busy with that great restaurant that he just started in New Jersey, where you pay whatever you want, I think, or whatever you can for the meal. But, you know, these are the types of people that we believe, if we can get this industry to help us as an organization amplify our message, we know we can attract these people to this industry in a way that really nobody else in this industry can.
Well, I certainly understand that kids respond to music. You've got that right, Howie.
Well, what we're able to do is recognize that it's very difficult to introduce kids to the sciences. They're not really naturally drawn to it. There seems to be hurdles which have to be overcome. However, when you put kids together around music, the barriers go away. And when musicians are able to share their love and passion for music, and everybody's a part of it and they're having fun, and they bring on the excitement of aviation, the walls are gone. The interest just, it smoothly and organically migrates over to interest in the aviation. And what we found is it is just remarkably easy for kids to be brought over and get them interested in aviation once we've broken through that little wall. To be able to turn to parents and offer for us to help guide their children to a very healthy lifestyle, with a little bit of discipline and guidance that will actually deliver the ability to make a good income and to actually help our country by being engineers and scientists, is a jaw-dropper. So we're finding tremendous support from parents. Like Ravi said, who would not want to be part of this? And now that we've shown a way to introduce kids to this easily, we're getting so much traction, it's a little bit difficult to believe.
That's interesting. So, John, where do you stand in all this? You came up with the idea?
The association was founded by myself and Eileen Hummel.
Okay.
We co-founded the organization. And I can add to what Howie said about the children. When you're a teenager or in your early 20s and you're into music, it's sometimes hard to keep on the straight and narrow. And we found that, especially now that we've started some college chapters and we've gotten to know some of the college members, those who are into aviation and music are able to discipline themselves and maintain a healthy lifestyle rather than going off the deep end partying, drugs, etc. Because they know they can't, not to fly. One of our members is at the Berklee School of Music. He's 22 years old. He's a junior. He's not only a pilot, he's working on his ATP. He's a heck of a musician. One day you'll see him with earrings and orange hair. The next day you'll see him trimmed up in a corporate suit, you know, flying charter in a King Air. And it's very similar to Eric Dickinson. This is incredible. And this is what we can offer the kids. The parents see that. They see this is a way for them to stay on the straight and narrow and to achieve what Howie said they'd like to achieve. So it's awesome.
Thank goodness for temporary hair color, huh?
Yes, indeed.
One of the things that both disciplines have in common, if you're going to be serious about it, is you have to practice. And you're absolutely right. If you're going to be a musician, you will be practicing every day for several hours. If you're going to be a serious pilot, you will be practicing quite often. For hours, you're not going to not think about it. I mean, I would guess that you pretty much live and breathe this stuff, Ravi.
Sure, both between music and aviation. I mean, that's all I do. I spend 200 days a year on the road now, pretty much last year and this year. That's what my schedule looks like. And, you know, that's pretty much half and half aviation and half the other half being music. And absolutely, I live and breathe this, and I pinch myself every day because I feel like the luckiest guy in the world to be part of these two activities.
Well, 200 days on the road, I would think that general aviation really saves you a lot of time and trouble.
You know, it's funny because you would think that, but as a VFR sport pilot, which I'm proud to be, I can't let a cloud get in the way of my getting to a gig. And, of course, all my contracts also always state at the bottom that if I can't get to a gig due to no fault of my own, I still get paid. So, you know, if I have to make that judgment of trying to get to, am I going to go through that cloud? I don't want the pressure of the get there-itis for the business. Having said that, GA, as I progress in my own ratings and airplanes and equipment, I look forward to GA becoming a significant part of my business travel and enabling me to do things on my own terms and my own schedule.
You need an instrument rating, my friend.
I certainly do, and I, you know, I'm not stopping now, so...
The good news is you'll still have the same issues and you'll still have the same clause at the bottom of your contract. That won't change a bit. Even I don't make commitments that I'll absolutely be there if I intend to fly.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's really, really key. Guys, where can people find information about joining a chapter of the Flying Musicians Association?
Well, you can start at the website, flyingmusicians.org. But you can also find us at most of the major aviation events throughout the country. And right now we started a Focus on the Future project with FlightOps.com. At their pilot job fairs, we are actually reaching out to the students and the communities where the job fairs are held all over the country, bringing them in for free seminars on not only about the flying musicians, but about how to pursue training, education in aviation, and how to finance it. So we're really getting out there, and we're not relying on just the website. We're relying on our members going out into the communities and letting folks know about us. So you don't have to look for us. We'll look for you.
Terrific. And Howie, where's the next gig going to be?
Right now we're looking at the Heli Expo in Houston, and then of course Sun and Fun after that. These are very large, major projects, but we also have other regional ones. I also want to remind everyone that you can find us on Facebook, but also hangarchat.com, which is basically Facebook for aviators. So I highly encourage you to go check out hangarchat.com to find us on Facebook and, of course, our website. And I think you'll be able to get all the information you need and guidance from there.
Well, I look forward to see you at Heli Expo. That's going to be actually in Dallas this year. You're right.
You.
It is Texas.
Somewhere down there.
Thank you very much, Howie Marlin, John Zapp, and Robbie, the Raviator, to take time out of your busy day to come speak with us here at Managing Safety. You have a great, safe show.
Thanks, Amy.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. Please visit our studio website at faaproductionstudios.com to hear past programs.